With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Arkansas GOP Senator Tom Cotton says it's time to fully fund the DHS.
The Democrats continue to blockade that funding. That's why you see long lines at the airports. We've got our Coast Guard shut down, and we are steadily draining resources from immigration enforcement as well. So we might have to use reconciliation, the fast-track budget procedure, to fund the Department of Homeland Security, too.
And Senator Cotton says the Democrats continue to reject GOP attempts to end the shutdown.
We've made multiple efforts to fund the Department of Homeland Security, even on a short-term basis, to allow negotiations to continue. And the Democrats would rather you miss your flight than deport illegal aliens. It's as simple as that.
USS Massachusetts has joined the United States Naval Fleet. Navy says the nuclear-powered sub has enhanced stealth, sophisticated surveillance capabilities, and special warfare enhancements. It cost $2.8 billion. GOP Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has positioned himself as the grassroots favorite in that runoff election to determine the party's Senate nominee.
The runoff election takes place on May 26th. Attorney General Paxton is trying to unseat incumbent Senator John Cornyn. Mr. Paxton is drawing praise from conservative activists who are attending the Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, meeting near Dallas. Senator Cornyn has more fundraising and support from the GOP establishment, but Attorney General Paxton is leaning into his MAGA loyalty.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting from Washington. Now, Senator Cornyn skipped the CPAC event, but Attorney General Paxton headlined the Ronald Reagan dinner that was on Friday night. Mr. Paxton then held a private reception Saturday. This is SRN News. A new snapshot of America's LGBT population. More from correspondent Michael Harrington.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it reports that people who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender make up about 10% of the U.S. population. Of that group, young adults ages 18 to 29 are the most likely to identify. LGBT Americans are far more likely to vote Democrat and describe themselves as politically liberal. The PRRI poll also finds that 51% of the LGBT community is religiously unaffiliated. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new Pew Research Center poll charts the relationship between faith and education in America. It shows the religious communities whose members are most likely to have at least a bachelor's degree are Hindus. Pew finds 70% have a BA or more, followed by Jews at 65%. This is SRN News. Well, a candy caper in European hands has made off with some, well, shall we say, a sweet haul. Donna Warder has the story.
Nestle says some 12 tons of Kit Kat bars, that's 413,793 Kit Kat bars, were stolen after leaving the production site in Italy, headed for Poland. The theft happened several days ago. The Swiss-based food giant says the vehicle and its load are still nowhere to be found. The company says the missing candy bars could enter unofficial sales channels across European markets. But if that happens, the bars can be traced using the batch code assigned to individual bars. I'm Donna Warder.
For 3 days, officials searched for Chesney the kangaroo in Wisconsin. The critter had jumped an 8-foot fence to escape. They found him. He was in good health, but a little dinged up. More details, srnnews.com.